It's a challenge faced by tens of thousands of charities in a crowded space. How to get attention and funds to advance their cause. With few survivors, pancreatic cancer is at a huge disadvantage. But activists around the world hope the solution is a global initiative. As a 9-year survivor, Zoomer Radio's Libby Znaimer attended the World Pancreatic Cancer Conference in Montreal.
I'm Carl Hamilton from Sweden. I am chairman of a Swedish pancreatic cancer organization named Palema.
I am Maria Theodoridou. I come from Greece and I represent the Hellenic Cancer Federation.
My name is Ali Stunt. I'm from the UK and I'm the founder and chief executive of Pancreatic Cancer Action.
80 activists from 40 organizations in 20 countries gathered in Montreal to collaborate on how to raise the profile, priority, and more money for the cause.
But in Japan, the situation is a little bit different because Japanese researchers are underfunded. So we have to increase the funding situation a lot more than the United States.
There are so many things to do to improve the treatment in Sweden and also to see the patients as patients, not as a disease.
This is what our recommendation is. Something stronger or shocking. Are we saying that we do not like demand better? Is that what we're saying?
We're saying it's not enough.
That was a strategy session to find a theme for World Pancreatic Cancer Day coming up on November 16th. Here is Julie Fleshman of PanCan, the U.S. organization.
Of any disease that can really stand out is pancreatic cancer. And when you look at the statistics and the number of people that are being diagnosed and the 5-year survival rate in most places is somewhere between 2 and 9%.
Michelle Capobianco is executive director of Pancreatic Cancer Canada.
The reality is that cancer funding for pancreatic cancer is decreasing at a time when this cancer is becoming the second deadliest one in Canada. It's a time for significantly greater investments by governments at all levels and from fundraising in general.
In Montreal, I'm Libby Znaimer for Zoomer Radio.